man, 1 month is going to finish. Are you able to preach today? I said, tomorrow. I said, tomorrow. Then tomorrow morning, I need to preach at the chapel. 125 students plus the faculty members. You know, I went to the Lord and asked God, you need to prove me one more time that you called me to your service and you speak with my seminary president. Tell me, Lord, what to preach. And the Lord gave me a scripture verse which is taken from 1 Samuel 2nd chapter, the 13th verse. There was a priest named called Eli. He had two sons, namely Ophni and Phinehas. They were in the tabernacle of God, but they never know God. They were in the tabernacle of God. They never know God. Many of the time today, the same thing exists in our Christian world. We have a Christian name. We have a Christian symbol. We have Bibles. Many times we don't read it. We have songbooks in our homes, but we don't sing. On that day, the Spirit of God moved. Among that 125 students, 27 of them gave their life to Jesus Christ because they never know Jesus Christ. But they came to the seminary to get a training and to be a pastors. And praise God, God spoke to the seminary president and gave me an opportunity to study in that seminary. I thank God because my God is the living God. And I thank God, my God speaks with a humble voice. And that voice can break anybody's heart. If anyone who hears that voice of that God is not melted, that is something different. Today, I would like to talk about a person in the Bible whom I take as one of the examples for my spiritual life. Just wanted to share. That is a very familiar passage which is taken from the book of Daniel, the 3rd chapter. There was a man named called Daniel, and he was in the midst of lions. Daniel knows about his God. At this chapter, Daniel came from Jerusalem, and he was born in Jerusalem, and he was brought to Babylon as a slave. But Bible says that he had a good character. If we know God as our Savior and as our Lord, we will have a good character. And he knows his God. This morning, we need to ask ourselves whether we know our God whom we worship. Wherever I go, I see a lot of good Christians who wanted to follow Jesus Christ. But most of the time, what I see in this world, we have Christians, but we don't live up to the standard of Christian life. But here is a man who got a good character. And Daniel is the man who is chosen by God. And we thank God for this man whom God kept as an example for our lives. And he was brought as a slave, but he dedicated himself to live as a servant. That is very good. When God calls us to be his child, we automatically will become a servants. Therefore, when I finish my letters, I claim this: your brother and servant of the servant Lord. If my Lord
Sarus
and goes and washes the feet of that disciples, I must be much more as a servant of that God. And many times we think, if we are called to be a pastor, then only we are called to serve. Or many times we think that we are called to be a servant or a priest, then only we need to serve. That's not the way here Daniel. In the 6th chapter, what we read? Daniel was a servant. Servant in a sense, he is the representative of God in a foreign land where he was called to be a slave. But God called him to be a servant. And he was a servant of God in the place where God placed him. Now, what we learn from Daniel, the lessons from Daniel is that in every situation, we must ask one question: do we know the true and the living God? If we are not going to ask ourselves whether I know Jesus Christ as my Savior, we will be a miserable person if you are not asking. You know, Bible says in the last days when Jesus comes, many people will be left over in this world. You know why? They had a good Christian name. They stayed at the church. They put the decoration of Christians, but they never had a relationship with Jesus Christ. That is not the matter here with Daniel. Daniel knows his God. Daniel knows his God. The second thing we read is, we must live a life of testimony to our Savior. If I know Jesus Christ, people should see in me Jesus Christ. If I say I'm a Christian, I got Thompson Smith, a good name, a missionary's name, if my life is not up to the standards of God's call or a standard of calling myself as a Christian, I need to examine. If not, my life is a miserable life. Tomorrow is not granted to me. Today is given to me. And today, I must examine myself. If I do not know Jesus Christ personally, it is better today commit my life to Jesus and ask him to come into my life and take control over my life, so that even if I die tomorrow, I will go to the presence of God. We may be condemned, but we must remember that without Jesus, we can do nothing. With all the education, with all the experiences, with all the finance, with all the influences, without Jesus, we can do nothing. If we try to do anything without the help of Jesus Christ, it is nothing but a zero. Therefore, let us ask God, why I do this? If I know Jesus Christ, what I do will bring glory and honor to Jesus Christ. Here, Daniel was there. All the people became his enemies. The power of prayer. Daniel was a man of prayer. The entire co-workers, colleagues, turned against him because he was an honest man, because he was walking with God. And he hates sin and he loves God. He hates sin and he loves God. This world is not happy about it. If you love God, they are not happy. If you join with them in doing all kind of corruptions, they are friendly with you. But here is a man, when all the situation turned against him, when all the co-workers went before the king and asked him to sign a document which will definitely throw Daniel into the den of lions. What Daniel did? You know what I read in the Bible in the 6th chapter? When he came to know that the document was signed against him, he is not going here and there. You know what he did? He went to his room, the upper room, and he opened the windows as usual, and he prayed. When he kneels down, what he says? God, they made that false allegation against me. Curse them. No. He started praising God. He started praising God when he knew that a document was signed against them, against him. And he prayed for his enemies. As a Christian, one of the characters that God expects from us is love your enemies. Pray for them. Here, Daniel prays because God is in control. What he says is, God, without you, there is not even an air will fall from ahead. And without you, nothing can come to me. My life is in your hand. When I go to the Indian church, okay, I oversee 65 churches. From next Sunday, I will preach in 4 churches every week. When I go there, what I say, you know, not even an air will fall without the permission of God. That is the God we serve. Now, Daniel, knowing that, he praised the Lord, and he prayed for his enemies, and he prayed for the king. I pray for the king, for the rulers in India. The India is governed today by the Hindu government, Modi government, the militant government. They attack churches like anything. They come into the worship place, break everything. They take the Bibles and song books, tear it into pieces. We pray for their salvation. Because they also need to know Jesus Christ. Here in this place, Daniel prayed for that king, for the welfare of that king, asking God to give a fear about that God, asking God to lead them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. That is the duty of the church today. Today, who is our God? In order to pray to that God, we need to know who is that God. Our God is not man-made God. Our God is not made by man. As I told, in India, they worship 33 million gods. That gods are not making Indian people, but Indian people are making God. Which means to me, I can't make God. Can you make God? If I can make God, God is inferior, I am superior. I cannot make God. And our God is a living God. He is the one who made us. And he hears our prayers and answers. He is not only a hearer, but he is the one who gives us answer. As an answer to my grandparents and my parents, I was born into this world. Praise the Lord. We have a God who hears our prayers and he answers our prayers. He makes promises with us. Psalms 91:11, we read, he sends his angels and he makes a promises and he keeps that promises. He is not just going to say, I'll bless you, but he keeps that promise and blesses us in reality. God says in Psalms 91:15, when they call on me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. That's very true in the life of Daniel. Daniel was thrown into the den of the lions. God was with him. And you know, when I read that portion, you know what? When the king Darius comes and says, "Servant of the living God, did your God save you?" "Yes, O king, God tied the mouth of the lions by sending his angels." Praise God. Our God keeps a watchman and put a fence around us. And he puts a fence around our families. And he puts a fence around our church. And he puts a fence around our believers. Therefore, we are called to praise his holy name. And he says, "I will rescue them and I will honor them." The king honored after bringing him out of the lion's den, and he made him to be the prime minister of that area. What a glory! Our God is the living God. And he rescued Daniel, and which is not normal way of life. When you are thrown into the lion's den, the den that the lion should pull one hand and another hand and make you into pieces. But Daniel was very happily standing there, maybe kneeling down there, maybe sleeping there, as though nothing happened to him. That courage, that peace was given to him by God Almighty. I thank God for calling that God to be my God. And I am very happy to remember this incident that God gives to you and me as a blessing. Examine ourselves whether we know that God. Whether we can commit our life like Daniel committed his life. I wanted to tell you something about the Ministry of Evangelistic Companions of India, which was founded in the year 1992. Since 1992 till this day, the Lord used me and the companions with me to establish 65 churches. Praise God for that opportunity. And you are seeing a picture here, the church in Masti. As I told you, every week I go to 4 churches to preach, because I need to cover these 65 churches in 3 month time. Okay, the pastors are not very much trained. Few of them are trained. Generally, they become believers in Christ, and then God called them into the ministry. They became a pastors. And monthly once we have a meeting where I teach them. Apart from that, they don't have any training. When I go to the churches, they will introduce, at the end of the services, they introduce new believers. And I pray with them. Now, as usual, I went to a church, which is a house church. It's not a building church, it's a house church, where 300, 400 people gathered. They all sit on the floor. I preached the gospel and preached the sermon and had a communion service. After that, the pastor Caleb, his name was Caleb, he called me and introduced husband and wife and told, "Pastor, they came to this place in search of a job, but they did not get it. I gave them some food." They told, 6 years, there is no rain in their place. It's a total drought. 6 years, no rain. And they ask us to pray. Whenever I go to these churches, I carry a lot of children with me. Because this Evangelistic Companions of India founded a an orphanage. Since 1998 now, 1,700 plus children were taken care by this orphanage. And I take these children with me when I go to the churches. And they fight with each other. And this time I'm only going with uncle. As usual, I took some 10 children with me in my jeep. And we went to that church. I finished the service. Then I met this couple. And they told, 6 years no rain in our place. All the wells are dried. I said, I'll be praying for you. I pray for them. Then the children said, uncle, today you don't have any other church to go. Why not let us go to that place and pray? I said, that's all right. We will go. Those children got into the jeep, and the pastor and his wife got into the same jeep, and the Krishnappa and Krishnamma, the new believers, they also got into the jeep. We went to that place. It is 35 kilometers, which is very big in Indian road. 35 kilometers will take you more than 1.5 hours. That too in the bumpy road we went over there. When I went there, I can see everything is dried. 6 years no rain. We went over there. We stood under a tamarind tree. And we all held our hands and we said, God, for your glory, they need a rain in this place. As we finished our prayer, I don't know from where a drizzling came. And those two people are looking at me. I said, don't look to me. We are just praying to God, Jesus Christ. And there was a drizzling. Then I told them, don't worry. God whom we worship is the living God. He will answer our prayers and he will provide you the need of a rain in this place. And we went home. You know, in this orphanage, we have a program called the Young Prayer Warriors. The children, morning and evening, 1 hour they pray for different needs and pray for all our people who, wherever they are connected in the world. And we pray for their needs. These children said, they went and told to all the children, we went to a place, no rain for 6 years. And we went and sang a song. And then, you know, we prayed. There was a drizzling. Uncle told, they call me uncle or they call me daddy, okay, in my orphanage. They said, uncle told that we are going to pray for that. And they all started praying. After 4 days, the pastor Caleb and these two people came. You know what they said? Pastor, after you went, to our surprise, we got day and night rain. Day and night rain. Day and night rain. And I said, praise the Lord. We are going to plant potatoes. We want you to come and pray and plant that first potato. I really wanted to go. I read in the Bible that God provided water from the rock. That's happening today. I wanted to go. I said, day after tomorrow we are coming. I started one jeep. 35 children, one after another, jumped into that. No seat belt. And I started, and we borrowed one more jeep. And, you know, children got into that, and we went to that place. When we went to that place, we took the potato and gave thanks to God. We thank him for providing us water in this place. We thank that God for answering our prayers. And the man, Krishnappa, said, before you put the potato in the ground, I wanted to give you a piece of land. Put a stone there, put a stone there, put a stone there, put a stone there. And where? I wanted to dedicate this place for a church. Praise God. We planted a church there. Now you have 149 families coming to worship the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. The man who gave that land, that is the funeral service of him. All those believers, all those pastors who came there to bury that. Now we have a church. Praise the Lord. Three times the Hindu militants walk into that church, broke everything. The pastor of that church was beaten by the Hindu militants three times. That's what happened there. But like that, the church is growing. The first president of India, Dr. Radhakrishnan, said, "Don't persecute Christians." It's not, the statement is not made by a missionary, it is not made by anybody. He was a Hindu. The first president of India, Dr. Radhakrishnan, made a statement like this: "Don't persecute Christians." Then he said this way: "If you persecute them, they will grow like bed bugs." Yeah, he made the statement that they will grow like bed bugs. Therefore, I am so grateful to God, because God placed me in the country where we are persecuted because of the faith that we have in Jesus Christ. That is the secret of the growth of the church. Everything is fine. Yeah. But in the midst of persecution, that is the church. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ is lifted up. As such, we put a cross there. This year, in all our 65 churches, the Lord enabled me to baptize 488 believers. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may want to know this way. It is very difficult to baptize today. Last week I showed Brother Storet about that. In one of the places where the worship service is going on, the Hindu militants took the Hindu flag and walked inside. The police people were not able to control. That's last Sunday happened. Whenever you have a baptism service, they come and take a picture. And they create a document saying that these pastors are taking our people, and they take, the previous week the message says they took 50,000 rupees and told, "See, this pastor is baptizing these people by giving them money." Three churches, and the pastors were taken into police custody. And the Hindu militant MLAs and MPs, they support those Hindu militant group. In the midst of that, 488 believers were baptized. And I heard the pastor saying that we are planning to have a baptism service. Okay, that's good. When I say we are going to have a baptism service, as these people came from a Hinduism, they wanted to take baptism, they will go and tell to everybody that we are going to take baptism. That makes it very hard. When I lead a person to Christ, when my pastors and evangelists lead them to Christ, we don't baptize them. We don't baptize them. You know what we do? We teach them who is Christ, who is not Christ. Who is God, who is not God. What do you mean by taking baptism? Is it a change of religion? Indian woman will have a hello thread. By looking at that, I will know that she is married. The Indian woman will have a ring in the toe, which means I know that she is a married woman. Like you put a ring in your hand, in your fingers, and that shows some kind of a signal. Yeah, in this finger, if you put, you are a married person, something like that. I teach all those things. Baptism cannot save you. Baptism is a symbol that you already belong to Jesus Christ, and you buried with Jesus Christ, and you rose again on the third day with Jesus Christ. After 6 months to 7 months of teaching them, I'll come and say, okay, like you say baptism class, the final day baptism, I'll ask, you wanted to take baptism? Yes, Pastor. This is the way they said, yes, Pastor. Day after tomorrow, tomorrow you are taking baptism. Day after tomorrow, you may have to die. What do you want to say? You know what they say? We say, even if death comes, we will follow Jesus. Even if death comes, I will follow Jesus. When a believer makes that statement, you know, as a pastor, what I know? They understood who Jesus is. They understood who Jesus is. If not, they cannot make that statement. And I thank God for that wonderful opportunity. Please pray for those believers, because we have more than 3,000 believers waiting for baptism. Because in the recent days of the Hindus coming into the churches, into the worship places, we are not able to have a baptism service. Pray for them. Finally, we bought a piece of land to build an orphanage in the year 2000. And that land was just laying down. And I was trying to build a building for the orphanage. 7 times we built the building, and it was demolished. I went to the court. God gave me the opportunity to study law. I don't practice law as a lawyer, but I'm qualified to be a lawyer. And took the matter before the court. The court says, this property belongs to this trust. This is for the orphanage. But we were not able to build. The local police supported the Hindu militants. The local member of legislation assembly supports the Hindu militants. 7 times they brought it down. And we live in a place where you rent this place. These Hindu militants will come and break this. Finally, they go to the owners of this building and say, if you give this one to these people, and your house will not be existing there. As such, we find it very difficult. And I said, like a Daniel, I said, God, 14 years we are praying. Not 1 day, not 2 days, not 1 year, not 1 month. 14 years we are praying, and praying for your intervention. But nothing is happening. 4 months before, 4 months before, as I was going in my car, 4 cars came and rounded me in the very busy city called Bangalore. And I got down. They said the member of the legislation assembly is needed of this property. You be careful. Your life is in danger. What to say? I said, I know the date of birth, March 14th, 1962. But I do not know when I am going to die. But my boss, who is Jesus Christ, and my Heavenly Father knows my death date. Till that day, nothing is going to take place for me. That's all I can say. And they said, we gave you the warning, you be careful. And they left. After 3 weeks, 10 vehicles came and rounded me. I took my phone, put it into a recording mode, got down. They said, the member of legislation assembly, who is a sitting minister here, he said, you to be careful, hand over this property. If not, he will kill you. because he was a truck driver and he took his truck and hit many people and killed. And if you are not going to give this, your life is in danger. And I told them, it is not my property. When I die, they are not going to bury me here. It belongs to a trust. Trust property, we cannot sell it. And I took that in my phone, recorded it, and they left. Now what to do? Maybe I need to take an application and send it to Canada government saying that, you know, I am persecuted, I am in a great trouble, my life is in danger, here is the proof, please accept me. No. I told my God, I don't tell to my wife and my children, my co-pastors, they all will get afraid. And they all will go and say, oh, see, somebody wanted to threaten our pastor, this and that, they will say. What I told the Lord, you know, you got my life in your hand and you do something. The next day, the God who protected Daniel gave me a courage. I walked into the police station. Police people won't give protection for us. They are in the hands of the member of legislation and Hindu militants. But I entered into the police station. I met the circular inspector of police, who is in charge of 7 police stations. I went into his office and told her, I need a cup of tea. And Sister Mary is very good. She caught me and she gives me tea and tea and tea. Brother, you want a tea? That he also understood. And I also understand that I need a tea. I went into the circle inspector and told I need a tea. When he sent his constable to get a tea, I said, can I have your phone? He gave me his phone. I took his phone and put it into recording mode, started speaking. I said, Mr. Member of Legislation Assembly, Mr. Bhairathi Baswaraj, his name was Baswaraj, I told, and I got the messages which you sent through your people, and they came and blocked me 2 times. They gave me a life threatening. And I am serving God, I am serving the people. And here, you wanted to kill me. And I got that message. I am going to send that one to the Chief Justice of India. And see, tomorrow you are not sitting in that chair. And you go to jail. The circle inspector started shouting, saying, Father, Father, don't do this. He will send me home. And I said, Government of India appointed you as a circle inspector to serve people and to protect people. But you wanted to work against us. And I sent that message. You know what happened? That member of legislation called all his people and said, don't go on his way anymore. Because if he sends this one to the Chief Justice of India, I will lose my position as a minister and I will go to jail. God can work for us, for you also today. The same God whom I preach, the same God whom we worship, the living God. And after 2-3 days, this is what happened. A Hindu man walked to a tea shop, where I also went for a tea shop, and we made a deal where I told, we got a piece of land, we need to build a orphanage here. And he said, let me talk with my engineers. He spoke with that engineers, and he came forward and brought a plan where he is building an apartment. See, that apartment he is building now. That apartment, he will give 8 units, 8 houses to the orphanage and to the Bible college and to the workers' quarters, and all that's going to take place in that place. And I said, I have no money to give to you, but I believe the God who called me and who gave me this place will provide. And he wanted to make that place as a Shiva Heights. Shiva is a Hindu god, where that God will have a cobra in the neck. Okay, that God has One more high, like every one of us, two highs, he got one more highs. Hindu people will have a mark here. That is, they are the devotees to that God. Okay? And he wanted to name this one as a Shiva Heights. I said, what man? I am a church father. You want me to live in a Shiva Heights? He says, you give me a name, I will give it. I told, it's going to be a Shalom Heights. And he named that building as a Shalom Heights. God willing, after I go back to India, we will know when we are going to dedicate that building. And I told my brother, you come for the dedication service. I know our God is the prayer answering God. And we know that our God can do wonders in us and through us. The God whom we worship can do wonders in our lives and through our lives. And today I wanted to end. Today I wanted to end this program by singing a song in glorifying the name of God, which is composed in Indian language. This language which you are going to sing is in English, but this song was composed in my language and it is translated into English language. That is the song of the Indian church. When Indians are persecuted, we praise God. When an Indian comes to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, this is the song they sing. Whether it is a life or death, we will follow Jesus. Shall we sing that song before we close? Okay, let's all raise together and sing that song. I have decided to follow Jesus. Yeah, you can come and then do that. That will be of great help. Let me sing it in my language so that then you all can sing in joining with me. Okay? I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. இயேசுவின் பின்னே போக துணிந்தேன், இயேசுவின் பின்னே போக துணிந்தேன், இயேசுவின் பின்னே போக துணிந்தேன், பின்னோக்கே நான் I have decided to follow Jesus. Follow Jesus, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back, no turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. Let's pray. God, we thank you because you are the living God. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that you given to us, where we can put our trust in Jesus Christ, who is our Savior. By shedding his blood, you called us to be your children. We thank you for that wonderful opportunity. Lord, we thank you because you not only called us to be your children, but you called us to be your servants, wherever we are. Lord, we commit ourselves into your mighty hand. If anyone who do not know you, open their understanding. Spirit of God, speak to them so that they can come to know you as their personal Savior. Lord, thank you for this church body. We thank you for the greatest love that you shown towards us, where we can reflect to this world. Continuously be with us. Glorify your name in us and through us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. We need